I've actually been listening to Beatles on Pandora. I've got, I put in, there is a Pandora station that does best of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. All over that. I'm learning so much good music. David Carnes, the show is your live, and I'm so excited about tonight's show. This is Wednesday night. That means that InfoSystems Technology is the sponsor of this show. Every Wednesday night, this is what I love about InfoSystems Technology. First of all, it's a technology company that is designed to provide you with any IT need that your company has, from customer service to installation of hardware, software. They can handle it all, phone system setup. It's what they do, and what I love about it is I know the owner, Clay Hales. Mindy is here with us as well. These are people that you can trust, and when you're talking about information and technology, you want somebody that you trust dealing with it. InfoSystems Technology is who you need. Another reason that I like them so much is because of what they do here on this show. Every week, they take this hour and they donate the time to a local nonprofit, to just to folks that are doing good in the community. So they're very community-minded as well. Tonight, I'm pleased to be joined by David Johnson. He is with the City of Chattanooga, the Deputy Administrator for the Education, Arts, and Council.
Culture.
Yeah. That's not the worst way that people have mispronounced it. I always mess it up. The Arts and Education and Culture. The Deputy Administrator for the Education, Arts, and Culture. There we go. And also on the phone, and we're going to talk with him in just a moment, we have another great guy. His name is Eric Griffith, and Eric is with the CrossFit Brigade. And basically what we're talking about this hour is Veterans Day coming up, 11-11-11. And there are a lot of great events that are going on, a lot of ways that we can really lift up and support and honor the veteran in your life and the veterans in this community. So, David, let's get started with you, the education, Education, Arts, and Culture. David, tell us a little bit about what your department, what the city is doing in honor of Veterans Day coming up.
Well, our department is over the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium and the Tivoli Theater, two of the facilities that we manage. And, you know, we're always trying to get the name out that it is Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, because for years it's been called Memorial Auditorium, because that's easier to say. And it saves you space on advertising. So, so we are trying to reinforce that name. In the 1991 renovation, the name was put on the front of the building for the first time. The building was built in 1924. The cornerstone was laid on November the 11th, 1922. So we're celebrating 90 years almost 90 years of the building being constructed and then opened shortly 2 years thereafter. So we are really trying to educate the community and educate everyone that Memorial Auditorium is Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, and the purpose of its construction, the sole purpose, was to honor veterans who gave their lives and served in World War I. And the community came together during this time, and they wanted to have a large gathering place. And so they had one down on ML King, which was 9th Street at the time, but I believe it burnt. So they replaced it with Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, and in doing so, they wanted to honor the sons of, at the time, the sons of the community that gave their lives and served in the military. And as the facility has gone through the years, the name's been chopped off. So it's Memorial Auditorium.
Well, I think that's a shame, and we need to spend a little bit more on advertising and bring it back, right? Soldiers and sailors, absolutely. So it's a great and by the way, I think it's on the 4th of July. They always have great patriotic events that go on at Soldiers and Sailors. So this is no exception, and it fits right in with the theme coming up on Veterans Day. What can people expect when they go there? What kind of an event is it going to be?
Well, we are, one of the things that we're doing, we're trying to complete the scope of the Memorial Auditorium, and we also have a community theater on the third floor, which people are not aware of. So we have...
I had no idea. I've been there a number of times. I had no idea.
Well, on the third floor is the community theater. It is immediately over the lobby, and it seats at present 1,012. The original seating is in there. Now, it's a little hard for me to get in them, and it's harder for me to get out of them because this is 1922, 1924 width. So we are replacing the seating.
And we're just going to say that the seats are too narrow.
Yes.
They
have shrunk over the years.
Thank you.
And so we are going to replace the seating. We're going to make it ADA compliant, where we'll have ADA compliant bathrooms, access. And we will complete the scope of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium and complete the missing part that is not functional right now. And, you know, have it built and operating the way that our forefathers wanted us to in the 1920s.
And I believe, and if I'm speaking out of school, just slap me down, but the pipe organ that's in there,
yes.
That was the one that was just recently reconstructed, what, 3, 4, 5 years
that's
ago?
That's correct. Yeah, the Austin organ. You mentioned the Patriotic Concert that they give in July. Well, they're going to have one Sunday on the 13th. And it's a hymn sing, an old-fashioned hymn sing, where the organ is playing. And, you know, if you grew up in church, you can come and sing some of the old great songs you remember. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all faiths, all under the same roof? All under the same roof. And I don't think they're going to take an offering.
Wow, that's crazy. No, if they're a Baptist there, we'll take an offering. Yeah. And there will be food, and there will be lots of food.
I think they will let you give a donation, a free will donation. Yeah.
There you go. Well, tell me just a little bit about why, and Eric, I promise we're going to get to you here in just a minute, but David, tell me a little bit about why the Education, Arts, and Culture Department of the City of Chattanooga is so involved with Soldiers and Sailors, specifically on Veterans Day coming up.
Well, again, we want to really educate the community that this is a living memorial dedicated to all veterans, living and dead, that have served or given the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, with the conflicts and the wars that we've had going on over the last few years, you know, the war in my era, which I love the Beatle music because I grew up with that, was Vietnam. And you know, I entered ROTC at UTC and because I was going to be drafted, and I said, well, if I have to go, I'll go in as an officer. The war concluded, and unfortunately, I didn't come out as an officer. I've always regretted that. But, you know, it's a time and an era for us to complete the mission with the community theater and expose that. And Missy Crutchfield has really taken that to educate the community, to make Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium what it was totally intended to be, and that's the focus that we have on this. And we are offering seat plaques for sale for $150 that if you have someone in your family or someone you know or someone you want to honor or in memory of who served our country, we're going to put their name either in memory or memorial on the back of the seats in Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium.
That is a great idea. We're going to talk more about that, exactly how folks can do that, because I know you're going to sell out of them. They're going to sell like hotcakes. We'll talk more about that. Plus, Eric Griffith, I promise we are going to get you on next when we come back. Eric is with CrossFit Brigade. Also, some great things coming up on Veterans Day this Friday at 6:15. Right now, we head out to Traffic on the Fives. It's Beth Newhoff.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
6:20. I am loving that. We continue the show. You're live. David Carnes, and we're going to welcome in by phone Eric. I hope we have not run your cell phone bill up like $1 million having you on hold, sir. Eric Griffith, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Erica, let's talk a little bit about CrossFit Brigade and what you guys have coming up this Friday, 11-11-11, Veterans Day. I love this idea that you've put together, WOD for Warriors. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, it's actually WOD for Warriors, and what a WOD is the workout of the day. We at CrossFit Brigade, we're a fitness studio, one of three CrossFit studios in town. What we've done is we partnered with a national organization called Team Red, White, and Blue to pay homage to our veterans and our current soldiers. And what we're doing across the country is all these CrossFitters are getting together with other fitness enthusiasts and trainers to perform a workout that includes 11 rounds, 11 exercises, 11 times each. So it's going to be quite an intensive workout. We're going to do it in Coolidge Park. We'll probably run two heats between around 4:30 to 7 o'clock is when things will be going on. It's a great spectator event, as well as it's open to the public, and anyone can participate. Excuse my voice.
No, you're fine.
Any skill level can participate. This workout is going to be intense, but it's nothing that requires any specialized skills.
Now, I get 11 exercises and 11 reps. That means you're going to do 11 exercises, each exercise 11 times. What is the 11 reps? Because that alone would kill me. The 11 rounds.
All of those, that's one round. We'll do it 11 times.
What?
But we are, okay, here's the kicker. It's a partner workout. So each person does every other move.
Okay.
While the partner rests.
It almost sounds kind of like a golfing marathon thing, except with a workout. I mean, it's a great idea. Who came up with this? I mean, this is a fantastic idea.
In CrossFit, we often get together to battle it out or have what we call throwdowns with the other CrossFits, kind of a friendly rivalry. And a while back, they started honoring fallen soldiers and fallen heroes by naming workouts after them, and they became very intense workouts. Just to give honor to something, that has cost our country so much. We didn't want them to be easy workouts. So the hero workouts in themselves are always very difficult. And to honor our veterans, we thought we needed to make it extremely difficult. So. Now that's where this came up. They did it, and it was just one affiliate last year in Birmingham, and they decided to take it national with Team Red, White, and Blue this year. This year there'll be 35 affiliates, including CrossFits in Afghanistan, Qatar,
wow,
and Iraq.
I love it. Well, Eric, if you can hang on, let's take a break. We'll come back, and I want to talk a little bit more about CrossFit Brigade itself and more about what exactly its goal is, its mission is, and what other things you're doing to help achieve that. Eric Griffith with CrossFit Brigade. We also welcoming in studio David Johnson. He is the Deputy Administrator for Education, Arts, and Culture for the City of Chattanooga. Talking about Veterans Day coming up this Friday. Some great events for you to participate in and great ways for you to honor the veterans in your life and just veterans all around this city, the state, and all around the nation and the world. 624 your WPLZ News Time. We're back. More Your Live brought to you by InfoSystems Technology, News Talk 95.3 WPLZ.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
That's the era, isn't it, David?
Yes, that is me.
That's the deal.
Me radio.
Absolutely. David Johnson in studio with us. He's with the City of Chattanooga with the Department of Education, Arts, and Culture. And on the phone, we have Eric Griffith with CrossFit Brigade, talking about Veterans Day and some amazing events that are coming up on Veterans Day. And Eric, I'm on your website, crossfitbrigade.com. Very intimidated right now. I'm very intimidated. Indeed. This is great. Let's talk about your organization for just a second, CrossFit Brigade. What is the genesis of this, and what is the goal and the purpose?
Well, CrossFit started as a website out of California in 2001, where Coach Glassman began to publish his theories on what and how to create the fittest person possible. CrossFit focuses on general physical preparedness. So we specialize in not specializing in any one sport. We're trying to be kind of real all-arounders, overall the fittest athletes on the planet.
And is that a problem that most people get into when they're working out, is that they get into a routine and that's what they stick with and that's what they get comfortable with, and that's kind of where they not fail but miss out on other aspects of working out?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a problem to have one sport that you enjoy and that you focus on. However, what we find is that most people really really just want to have this general physical fitness.
Yeah.
And they end up being frustrated in the gym. They don't know what to do or how to do it, and that's where we come in. You just need to walk in the door with tennis shoes on and a good attitude, and we take over.
And I see on your website you have a workout of the day. Is it necessary to go to the actual gym, or do you have a lot of people that are just on the website doing the workouts that way and finding out what the workout of the day is?
Well, there's over 4,000 CrossFit affiliates worldwide, and they're all publishing their workouts of the day. Many athletes go to the main site, CrossFit.com, as well, and get the workout of the day, and they do that at their gym. We do have some specialized equipment. For example, we use Olympic rubber bumper plates for Olympic lifting. That helps us out a lot. We have pull-up bars and kettlebells and that sort of thing. We find that CrossFit is much more effective in the group environment. It simulates the team. So I think working out an affiliate or in a group is much better than doing it on your own. But it did originate as a garage gym. A few guys getting together in their garage, and it still happens that way across the country. In fact, there's quite a big garage gym in town called the Red Rocket Lounge in Riverview that is actually filming a show called Fitness Truth.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, very good. And I love that. I mean, this is the perfect area for something like what you're describing, CrossFit Brigade. Talk a little bit about how CrossFit got in with just doing something for Veterans Day and the importance of veterans and honoring the military. Talk about the relationship there with CrossFit.
CrossFit has a very strong relationship with the military. Actually, it's part of its design, is based on military PT. Many of the athletes are active duty, police officers, military, firefighters. It really is a perfect workout for someone that may need to do everything from jumping over a wall to running away from a dog to getting shot at to carrying bodies out of bad situation. So the CrossFits across the country are always honoring veterans and active duty military with things like the Wounded Warrior Project and this one as well. So we just wanted to get involved and give back to the community. And we thought that Memorial Auditorium would be a fantastic place to start.
And Eric, I totally agree with you. And if you can hang out with us for just one more minute, let's turn back over to David Johnson, the Deputy Administrator with the Department of Education, Arts, and Culture here in the city of Chattanooga. And I'm so happy that you guys are doing so much with soldiers and sailors, and that you're bringing such a bright, shining light on the military and veterans through that. We have got a lot of veterans that are new veterans that are going to be coming home What's the relationship like now? What are we, whenever we, I don't know, when I was growing up, when I thought veterans, I thought Vietnam War, Korean War, World mm-hmm. War II, even World War I. We still had some living when I was younger. And now Iraq veterans, Afghanistan veterans. What do we need to know with these brand new waves of veterans that are coming home in this country? And I'll open up that up to both of you. Eric, you can jump in as well if you'd like. Let's start with David.
Well, I think that one of the things they need to know is that we're grateful for their service. What they have given up a year or more of their lives. They've given up some have given up limbs. Some have given up the way that their ability to live their life prior to going overseas. And you know, I think one of the things that we're going to show or premiere, we're going to show informational tape about Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, and then we're going to show a gratitude tape that I know we're on radio, so it's hard to describe, but it's encouraging people when they see a veteran to place their hand on their heart and then just fold it open, and that is a thank you for service, and that's a gesture that we and many of the professional sports and other facilities are getting on and trying to support. And it's just I know that my son occasionally flies in for Phoenix, and I go to Atlanta to pick him up or go to Chattanooga to pick him up, and you'll always see military. And you know, you look at them and you're proudful of what they're doing, but you know, how do you say thank you? And it's just a simple gesture that you put your hand over your heart and then you just fold your hand out and it's thank you. And it just means it means a lot to them.
And Eric, I think that gets lost a lot of times. I think we think that, well, I don't want to be cliche. I don't want to go up and say thank you. But my experience has always been, and I've even asked folks that have served and come back, you know, is it cliche? Do you get sick of people saying that? They say, no, my goodness, right. That's people don't say that enough. What do you think about that, Eric? Eric, are you there? We just lost them. That's okay.
Yeah.
But it is amazing that I think so many people will not do something
right
because they think that they're going to impose or offend.
Right.
And really, I mean, I'm still. And you remember very well
right.
the Vietnam era
right.
where people
right.
were throwing rotten fruit at returning soldiers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
to say thank you is just immeasurable.
Right. It is. I mean, I know when we would drill on Wednesdays at the university. You know, there were students that you know, would say things that were hurtful, and you know, we were just doing what we felt was our obligation and our duty.
What was it really? Take me back to that. I mean, you lived through that.
Yeah.
Was it really that bad? I mean, was it widespread, or was it just a couple of incidents? Or what
no,
was it like?
It, you know, there were toward the end of the war, there was such a bad taste for that conflict. Because it wasn't a war, officially, and you know those that served just did their duty. You know those that went over there. I had an uncle that's 7 years older than me, and he went over there, and you know he's still living with it, and having to deal with what he saw. And we have a friend that used to work with us at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium that was a Marine in Vietnam. And he's still challenged by a lot of things.
And one thing, I've spoken with enough Vietnam veterans, I think, to know that one issue that a lot of them dealt with when they came home was, A, everything that they saw, but, B, the other side of that is that they weren't able to finish
right.
what they saw as a very achievable objective.
Right.
And
right.
so there's like, if we just could have.
Yeah. And you know, and the way that you know, society looked at them, and you know, a lot of them had, you know, war is horrible, and what men and women experience on the front line, you know, it's not meant for human beings to experience this. And you know, a lot of them are challenged by dealing with that, of seeing things that you wouldn't want anybody to ever see, seeing their friends maimed or killed. And you know, it's just something that, you know, if you think about it, and that's why we want to focus on their service, because they were willing to do that for us, for our freedom. We can sit here and talk on a radio that goes all across the area, and, you know, we are free. And we owe so much to our veterans that have stood in the gap. And you know, we were attacked, and these men are, and women are going over there and standing in the gap and saying, no, this is not going to happen.
You know what amazes me, talking with, talking with David Johnson, Deputy Administrator for the Education, Arts, and Culture Department, City of Chattanooga. And by the way, if anybody wants to chime in, 702-9111, you certainly can, talking about Veterans Day coming up and the events going on at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium. What amazes me is the difference. And I try to place myself in the mindset of where the nation was during the Vietnam War versus now. Mm-hmm. But there's such a level of pride, and the men and women are, I mean, they're kids. I say yeah. kids, yeah. they're not, but they are.
But some of them are.
17, 18 years
right.
old.
Right.
And they're doing things that would challenge most people twice their age.
Right. That's very true. And they have taken that as a responsibility. They have assumed that as their responsibility to be willing to stand in the gap. And, how can you thank somebody for that? You know, how can you? So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, one way you can do it is by having Veterans Day. Of course, Chattanooga's Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium is the place you need to be. And we lost Eric Griffith. By the way, Eric, if you're listening, you can certainly call in at 702-9111 and we'll get you back on. And if you're a veteran or want to say something in honor of a veteran, you can certainly do that as well. 702-9111. This hour brought to you by InfoSystems Technology, infosystems.biz. This Friday, the place you need to be, a couple of places. First of all, Eric Griffith was talking about CrossFit Brigade. And what they're doing is they are offering a workout where you do 11 rounds of 11 exercises of 11 reps for 11-11-11. It's going to be a great workout event. He said they make it extra tough
yes.
because he wants it to live up to the military standard.
Right.
So none of this cheesy, sissy girl workout. I say girl, that was derogatory. I just got the worst.
Yeah, you did.
I'm so sorry.
Let's say no light aerobics.
No light aerobics. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So sorry. Oh, man, I'm in trouble. But you get the idea. They're making it tough. They're making it an incredible workout for in honor of some incredible folks that serve in the military, men and women
right.
alike. All right, let's take our last break. We'll come back more with hopefully Eric Griffith. We'll get him back on. Also, David Johnson, City of Chattanooga, Deputy Administrator for Education, Arts, and Culture. Thank you to InfoSystems Technology sponsoring this entire hour. It's News Talk 95.3. You're listening to WPLZ. It's 6:48, and the show is Your Live. I want to thank InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring every Wednesday night this hour of Your Live. And InfoSystems Technology is a great company, not just because they're top-notch in the field of technology and IT and anything that your business or nonprofit needs in terms of IT work or service, then they are the ones that I would highly recommend, because I personally know the owner. He is one honest, top-notch guy, loved by his workers, loved by his community. Mindy is over there making a heart sign with her hands. So, yeah, everybody that knows him loves him, and he's a pillar in this community, and I would highly recommend them. Check him out, infosystems.biz. And this hour of Your Life, we're talking about a Veterans Day coming up on Friday, and there are so many events that you need to get to. At least go to one of them. We're focusing today on CrossFit Brigade. That's an amazing organization that's putting something together where you can get a little sweaty on Veterans Day, right?
That's
honor
right.
The veterans that way. You can go to, I believe it's CrossFit.com, I think, is the website for that. And also joining me in studio is David Johnson. He's the Deputy Administrator for the Education, Arts, and Culture Department for the City of Chattanooga. And you guys are focusing primarily on the event going on noon over at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, a great Veterans Day celebration. But there are so many other things that are going on Friday as well. Let's touch on some of those.
Well, to begin with, they're having the ceremony, which is very moving, at the National Cemetery. And I believe it starts somewhere around 10 or 11, and it will conclude around noon. And that's where we set our start time, that, you know, that after that conclusion, then people can, participants who have been there can come down to Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, and we'll have a light refreshments there provided by AARP. We're going to have, we have several displays at the Medal of Honor Museum. A lot of people don't know about the Medal of Honor Museum, but it's right now it's at Northgate next to Piccadilly, but it started in Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium as one of the first locations, and then it outgrew us, and it's been bouncing around looking for a permanent home, and hopefully we'll have one to announce shortly. But they have several displays.
Now, wait a minute. You jumped the lead there. Hang on. So there is one that's being worked on that will be announced shortly, or we're just cutting
stuff? They are trying to solidify a permanent location. And, you know, I don't know where it is, but they told me they are trying to solidify a permanent location. They're really excited about it. So,
well, it's the Medal of Honor Museum. It's got to have one.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. And, you know, we have such a rich history. Locally, Desmond Doss, Charles Coolidge, who Coolidge Park is named after, were Medal of Honor winners in World War II. And in World War I, of course, Alvin York, who is a Tennessean, was a Medal of Honor winner. And we're going to have several displays down there of military artifacts. And they are going to bring, I believe the Medal of Honor Museum will have, a listing of everyone who has won a Medal of Honor. Throughout the conflicts, and really the first winners were the first ones to be awarded this honor, one of the first ones was Andrews Raiders, and some of them are buried at the National Cemetery, who stole the train to come to Chattanooga but didn't quite get here. I think they got just north of Ringo.
I love that story.
Yeah, just,
which our train has still been stolen.
There's no question about that. You know, I mean, they came up here and Georgia stole our train. Sorry, Georgia, but, you know, we want it back.
But yeah, was there an election on that, Georgia? Did any elections on that yesterday, on us getting our train back?
No, they nor will they.
We'll continue to let them borrow it.
Yes, but that was, you know, the general that is very well known in Chattanooga. So we have that rich history, and so we are going to have displays there. We're also going to have the East Tennessee Symphony Orchestra that's going to do a patriotic concert. We have a very special guest, Mike Key. He is a descendant of Francis Scott Key.
That's kidding me.
Yeah, he wrote a catchy tune a couple of years ago.
Francis Scott or his descendant?
Francis Scott. It's called the Star Spangled Banner. You know, do you know the third verse? Do you know the second verse? Well, you know.
No, I really don't. I remember, we used to sing it. We actually used to sing it. It's in a lot of hymn books.
Right.
And it's in church, like a 4th of July and whatever. You will sing all three verses.
Right.
And it's weird because it's like you're putting another song with the tune to the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
It's just odd.
But. Yeah, it is. It is. And then we're also going to have a Native American flutist, veteran Mike Cerna, playing taps. Mike has won several honors as a flautist, flutist, whichever way you want to call it.
depend on if you're from Soddy Daisy or another part of it. I'm from Soddy Daisy. It's flutist.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what he's going to be doing. So it's going to be a day that really recognizes veterans. And also, two other things we're going to do real quick. We're going to have a table where you, if you want to honor someone or have a plaque in memory, we'll have forms to fill out, and we will take your check for $150. And then the other thing we're going to encourage is that we have some sheets that we will hand out that veterans can tell their story. That, you know, I'm such a history buff and a nut that, you know, I really believe that if we don't really take care of our history, we will forget it and we will lose it. And, you know, there are no more World War I veterans. World War II veterans are in their 80s. They have wonderful, marvelous stories. And, you know, for us to really understand the sacrifice, I mean, World War II, you know, that over 2 million people served, or over well over a million went over to fight. It's incredible, the sacrifice. And if we don't capture this, we lose it. This is going to give an opportunity that if someone hasn't told their story, we're going to have them an opportunity to record, to write down their story, and we will record it and keep it in a book of remembrance.
And my understanding is that as a lot of the veterans are aging, they're realizing the importance of sharing that story. And so we're starting to see a lot of veterans from World War II specifically who have bottled it up, kept it all inside. We've all heard stories of that, but now they're finally letting it go.
Yes.
So that they can get that story out because they realize the importance of it.
And, you know, what comes to mind to me is the series that, you know, I've watched it 4, 5, 6 times, Band of Brothers. If they had not told that story, you know, we never would have known of Dick Winters. We never would have known of the Easy Company and the sacrifice that they paid, Battle of the Bulge, you know, in the areas invading Norway, the parachuting in.
It is so historically accurate, that entire series. And if you ever have an entire Saturday, just get Band of Brothers and just tape after tape after tape, just pop them in. I did that over a 2-day time span, and it was the most phenomenal experience I've ever had in my life.
I mean, to follow them from Normandy to Eagle's Nest is incredible.
And one thing that, and we were talking about this off air, there's a group from Soddy Daisy that takes kids, high school students. Glenn Bolin out there takes his media class over to Pearl Harbor. He's been on the show before, so that the kids can use their media skills to record the stories of these World War II veterans. And one thing I like, well, two things. I love that they're getting those stories recorded, but second of all, and even more importantly, I love that kids are getting involved. One thing that I love is when I go to events that honor veterans and I see the elderly population. That's great. And that's not a problem. They love coming to events like this. One thing that I don't like is I don't see enough kids at events like this. And I'm wondering if we are not doing a good enough job of instilling in our kids the importance of veterans, of service, of what these guys in the military actually do. And events like this is it's a great opportunity to take your kids.
Yeah, I totally agree that there seems to be a gap where younger people really don't recognize the sacrifices that have been given to them. And, you know, that's why it's so important to keep the history of and tell people's stories so that we understand and we know.
Let's get people out there one more time. And I want to reemphasize, because this is a great opportunity, the seats and the theater on the third floor of Soldiers and Sailors Auditorium, where 1,000 people can sit currently. We're going to put brand new seats in there. As part of that, plaques are being offered for sale, and this is a great opportunity to honor veterans in your life.
Well, we're very optimistic about this. So we are offering seats to sell in the 3,866-seat main hall of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's where the plaques are going. We have over 3,800 seats, and Chattanooga is rich in patriotic history and support, and so it's an opportunity for the community to really show their support.
Well, David Johnson, I want to thank you so much for taking your time today to be part of the show. Education, Arts, and Culture, Missy Crutchfield, everybody there just does a top-notch job. Melissa does a great job as well. City of Chattanooga, David Johnson with Education, Arts, and Culture, talking about Veterans Day events. And real quick, is there a website where people can go to find out about the great event at Soldiers and Sailors as well as other events going on this Friday?
Well, we have our website is www.onstage.com. ChattanoogaOnStage.com or Chattanooga.gov. And then for some of the discounts that are offered on Veterans Day, it's www.themilitarywallet.com.
And there are a lot of restaurants that are offering a lot of freebies for veterans. Make sure you check it out, the website for that one more time.
www.themilitarywallet.com.
Militarywallet.com. Excellent. 659, Clay Hales, Mindy, everybody out at Info Systems. I love you guys. Thank you so much for doing this show every single week. Check out Info Systems and see what they can do for your business. Infosystems.biz, B-I-Z. I'm David Carnes. That's going to do it for this edition of Your Live on News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. I'm the king of the-